Go give it up for Tim. Man, that was awesome. Throwing in those 90s. It's like you used to kind of think they're cheesy, but they're hitting the spot tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. Coming back to the heart of worship, that was pretty awesome. Hey, if you'll kill that pad for me, man, up there on the top right. So I'm going to have to really cruise through tonight because it's 7. So leaders, if you have kids, and if I'm still going at like 7:15 or 7:20, y'all need to leave. Y'all feel free toward the end because we cut into that time because I didn't want to stop because we were having so much fun. And so I think we were having a blast. I didn't want to cut it off. So if you have your phones, put those on the floor now. And if you need a pen, just raise your hand. And Thurmer, some people will help pass out some pens. So just raise your hand if you need a pen. And as you're doing that, I'm going to be walking through kind of what we're doing tonight. If you need something to take notes with, we have some note sheets down the bottom. Well, no, we don't. But we can find something to write on if you need it. So just let me know. I've got some notepads in the office if we really need them. So tonight we're kicking off a brand new series, Tribe Vibes. And this series is going to be on community and friends. I always think it's so important at the very beginning of a school year for you guys, since like I said the other day, your new year doesn't really start when the number changes. Your new year typically starts when the new school year starts. And so it's really crucial for you guys at the beginning of a new year in school to begin to form that strong community and those strong friends. And that's what this entire series is about. It's a little bit lighthearted, but it's extremely crucial that you guys understand the importance of community and friends. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, tribe vibes. Now, I want to tell you something real fast. Normally, I jump right into the word pretty quick off, or I explain a little bit about the word, and then we jump in. Tonight's going to be a little bit different in the sense that I'm going to be spending about 60 to 70% of the time setting you up for what I like to call the Jesus connection. What I mean by the Jesus connection, it's the point where no matter what the story is, no matter what the illustration is, if it seems like it has nothing to do with anything, there should always be a Jesus connection. There should always be a point where we go, oh, I get it. That's why he's bringing that up. That's why he's talking about that. That's the spiritual connection, what I'm calling the Jesus connection. So hang in there with me for 10 minutes. I'm going to spend 60 to 70% of the time talking about stuff that may seem like it's not spiritual quite yet, and it won't be the scripture quite yet. But the most important part's at the end, and that's the Jesus connection. It's going to all make sense. It's going to all flow together at the end. So, we're in a series, Tribe Vibes. Now, I'm doing the opposite. I'm actually tonight focusing on the word vibe. Instead of focusing on the word tribes, I'm doing the reverse psychology. And tonight, the entire message is going to be about the word vibe. So, I want to show you what Google says if we look at the definition of the word vibe. The definition of the word vibe literally says this: a person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others. A person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others. I want you to take time to write that definition down, or at least the best way that you can in your own words. And I'm going to give you a second to write that down, and I'm going to turn this backlight on real quick, and then I'm going to come back. Not worried about it messing with how it sounds, communicating and talking and teaching all that, because I would rather take some awkward pauses to give you guys time to actually write it down. I think it's that important. So it may not sound the best flow wise and teaching and talking, but it doesn't matter. I want you guys to have time to actually write it down. So a person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others. Now there's two main things that I want you to see in this, just in this definition alone. Because I'm going to break down the definition of the word vibe, and then we're going to make a Jesus connection to this at the end. We're going to see that God's word actually speaks into this. It's living and active, and we're going to see that at the end. I want you to look at the first main thing that we see in the definition. The first main thing that we see just in the definition alone, before we even talk about anything spiritual at all or anything to do with God, just the definition, the first main thing we see is a vibe is communicated through an individual. We see that a vibe is communicated through an individual. There's no way to deny that. That's not me making something up. There would be nobody in this room that would disagree with that, because that's literally just the facts. That's the first thing I see, is a vibe is communicated through an individual. This is what I mean by that. If Cody Carlisle walks up in through that door tonight, and you, there's like 10 or 12 of y'all hanging out in a circle, and Cody Carlisle walks into the room, he's got a specific vibe that he gives, that he displays to people when he walks in, okay? When our awesome, amazing volunteer, Kerry Lewis, walks into the room, everybody give it up for Kerry Lewis, y'all. Yeah, what's up with it? Y'all gonna see some great dance moves later on. We're gonna show y'all a TikTok that your leaders have prepared for you at the end, and it's incredible. Every time you watch it, you see something different. I'm not gonna get sidetracked, but it is amazing TikTok. I'm really proud of it because it turned out way better than I ever dreamed of. A vibe is communicated through an individual. Kerry Lewis walks in. She's got a specific vibe that she displays. Nobody would argue with that. Every single person. I want y'all to hear me say this. Every single one of you, leader, student, all of us, whether good or bad, whether we like it or not, whether we want to or not, we all have a vibe that we display to those around you. Each day, each moment when you're around people, you have a specific vibe that you display to others. That's the first thing I want you to understand. A vibe is communicated through an individual. Second main thing I want you to see. A vibe is communicated through a group or place. Now, time's short. I don't have a lot of time to go into this. But real quick, we are only focusing on two. We're not going to focus on the third one, which is a place. And you see that in the definition. It said a person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as felt by others. Here's what that means in a real short 30-second breakdown. Whenever you come here on a Wednesday night to the Vibe, you walk in to a specific vibe, right? Externally, if you've been here for a while, if you've been here the last year, let's say, you're going to walk in, you see the t-shirt wall right there. I've got the Xbox with NCAA typically. I've got Smash Bros. For those that want to play that. I've got typically about the same type of playlist, music going. I have these palettes back here. Everything externally is displayed the same, right? You're going to walk into that within the last 6 or 7 months. It's displayed the same. But how many of you know that even though it's displayed the exact same externally, some Wednesday nights feel different than other Wednesday nights? Would y'all agree with that? Like, that last Wednesday night, honestly, last school year was amazing. That encouraged me so much because it felt different. Man, y'all were worshiping. Y'all were into it. When I'm teaching, I can feel the engagement or feel that you guys are not engaged. Why is that? Because the room is the same. The atmosphere of a room does have a power to change you. And it does have a power to have an effect on you. Think about it. If I painted all the walls pink and I put all fluorescent light bulbs in here and you walked in next week like that, the atmosphere would feel different. But with our atmosphere up here in the Vibe, it's pretty much the same externally. So why would it feel different the next week when we have the exact same external outlook? It's because individuals, you have the power and you have a specific vibe that is displayed from you. And we see here a vibe is communicated through a group of people. So depending on how your vibe is communicated as an individual and then with the group, we feel that. We feel if you walk in on Wednesday night and y'all have had a rough day. Man, school was tough. You got a lot of homework. You got tests tomorrow. Your parents were fighting. You broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever. You've had a rough day. It's been tough. And you walk in and it's just, you feel dry. Your tank is on E and you walk in. We feel that vibe in the room, although the external stuff, my setup, it's the same. But your vibe individually is different and therefore it shows in the whole group. I don't think anybody would disagree with that being a true statement, that that's just a fact. Whether we like it or not, it's a fact. A vibe is communicated through an individual and a vibe is communicated through a group or place. Now, here's the next point that I want to try to make. The vibe that you give has the power to affect those around you. I'm going to take a couple seconds. I want you to write this down, if nothing else. I need you to write the two. I just have two main points tonight. And as long as you write those and those stick with you, I would love that. Okay. The vibe you give has the power to affect those around you. The vibe you give has the power to affect those around you. We know this is true. I just explained it, and nobody disagreed with me. In a short illustration, think about if you're in a small group with 12 people, up here. You're in a small group of 12. You name it, boys or girls, it doesn't matter. You think of the group that you're in. You're in a group of 12 people. And 11 people had an amazing day and they are excited about life and they're ready to go, but you got one person that's negative. You've got one person that's having a tough time, that's being dramatic, that's bringing all this negative energy into what? The group. And then that one person affects all other 11. All other 11. The opposite's true. If all 11 people are negative, they're complaining, they're whining, they're doing this and that, but you've got one person that stands up and goes, hey, man, life is good. Let's not complain about that. Let's do this. We got this. That one person can affect the other 11 in a good way. So the vibe you give has the power to affect those around you. This is no way that we can deny this to be true. Next point right here, I'll show you this. This is what God's word says about this, okay? This is Jesus' connection. I got through that pretty quick, kind of proud of myself that I'm already to that Jesus connection. Y'all should really give me like a little loud clap and just yell real loud. Come on, yell real loud. Yeah, good job, man. 708, you did this. You never do that. I'm so proud of you. All right, 1 Corinthians 12, 25 to 26. I'm already to the Jesus connection. This is awesome. We might actually get on done on time somehow. There should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. I'm going to say that one more time, a couple parts. I want you to notice that it says, one of those parts in the verses, each part should have equal concern for each other. Notice that, and then notice that when one part suffers, the whole body suffers. Okay, when one part is honored, the whole part is honored. Here's point number two, and I want you to write this down. Point number two is this: a tribe suffers together, and a tribe rejoices together. I'm not going to talk about the word tribe tonight. That's going to be next week. Everything tonight, and I love this verse that I honestly hadn't even seen before in Amos that we talked about during Goat Squad. It says that God is always going to give a plan to his servant, right? Y'all remember me talking about that? So God has given me a plan about this entire series. He told me to press pause on the word tribe, start out with the word vibe. I don't care if you spend 70% of the time talking about that. We're going to get to the meat of it. But I'm actually connecting us right now to Jesus and the point of this word vibe. And then it's going to carry over into next week. And we're going to spend next week talking about tribe. God gave me a plan. He gave me a vision for how we're going to communicate this. A tribe suffers together and a tribe rejoices together. It's like this. The verse says, when one person suffers, we all suffer. And when one person rejoices, we all rejoice together. Now, I'm going to show you something really cool. This passage right here was written over a couple thousand years ago. Long time ago. Everything back then might have looked a little bit different than it does now. But I want to show you something really neat. That God's word, like I tell y'all all the time, it's our source of truth. It's not a truth. It's the truth in a world that gives us all kind of fluff. God's word is constant. I want to show you something really neat. Although this was a couple thousand years ago, we're about to see that God's word is living and active right now. Sharper than any double-edged sword, ready to pierce the soul. More than any other book has the power to. The Bible does. God's word does. I'm going to show you how. Because I'm about to ask a discussion question. And I want a student to answer the question. I don't know who's going to answer. I don't know what you're going to say. But I know that regardless of who answers this discussion question, and regardless of what you say, my point is going to be proven that God's word is living and active. Watch this. I'm going to give you this. Little background, not too much. Paul uses the analogy of the body, right? God speaks through Paul, and he says, I want you to use this analogy, the body. Real quick, I want to tell you why. Because those that are followers of Jesus, those that have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you are children of God, okay? You're sons and daughters of the King Jesus. That means that we are referred to as the body of Christ. So, what does God do? Through Paul, he gives us an analogy of the body. Why? Because we're actually called the body of Christ, the body of believers. Now, I want to show you something else really neat. I'm going to ask you this question, and watch. No matter who answers, no matter what you say, it's going to prove that even in 2019, way long time later, it's still active. It's still alive because it's going to make sense. I want to ask you this question. Somebody tell me, and whenever I call on the person, everybody else stay quiet because I want to hear the person respond, and I want to show you what point I'm trying to make. Oh, my microphone just went out. That was a new one right there. I want somebody to tell me the most horrific body injury you've ever had and what it was. I'm going to let some hands raise. Hands raise. Have you ever injured a body part and it was really bad? Now, I got really bad words up, so I'm being careful about who I ask. So I'm like, somebody's going to say something and it's going to backfire, and this shouldn't backfire. All right. All right. Okay. Mason, I'm calling on you because you're in high school. I'm leaving this under the high school age.
Did you tell you what it was?
I want to know what you injured. Yeah. What'd you injure?
I ruptured my kidney.
You ruptured your kidney.
Yeah.
Okay. You ruptured your kidney. Now watch this. Now I'll kidding aside, and I'm going to wrap up. This is the last point, and then we're going to be out of here in just a second. We've got to watch some TikTok of leaders. And yeah, it's in the freezer down there. It was on the top shelf, got the vibe on it. I got a snack for y'all coming up from the 90s that we're going to throw out at the end because I love y'all. And I'm dropping those big bucks at Dollar General because y'all are awesome. All right. I'm like, hey, y'all, I finally had a joke that landed. It feels great. A tribe suffers together and rejoices together. What did you say, Mason? What did you say? Ruptured your kidney. That sounds way worse than the analogy I was going to come up with. All right. Now, listen to this. I want you to listen to this. Is that a body part?
Yes.
Now, that's only how many parts of your body?
One.
Now, did you not still have your legs, your arms, your eye, your nose, your ears, your mouth? Did you not still have all kind of other parts that worked totally fine? Did that one body part that you had, did that mess around and mess up the rest of your body? Yes, it did. Don't try that. Unless it just did not hurt at all. Did it hurt? This is supposed to be a painful injury.
Yes.
So what did it do to the rest of your body when you did that?
I couldn't walk.
Whoa, so now you're changing your story up. You said it wasn't bad. Now you're saying you couldn't even walk. Couldn't even walk. All right, that worked. I was getting a little nervous on you, Mason. I was really having faith in you, but you got me nervous for a second. All right. I keep wanting to call it spleen. It was kidney, though. I don't know what the difference is. We'll find out later in health class. I didn't listen in school. I told y'all I didn't have a high GPA, and I went to A.R.B. Alabama, so who cares? All right. Speaking of, there's my jerseys from the 90s. All right. Here's my point. A tribe suffers together and rejoices together. I got to wrap it up, and I got to get real serious. This is the meat part. This is the Jesus connection. Listen, y'all heard what Mason said, all kidding aside, about his kidney, right? Now, God used, through Paul, the analogy of the body, because the body is the body of Christ, the body of believers. But what Paul did through the Holy Spirit is he gave us an analogy not only of the church, but also of us, because we're made up. We're made up of people, which is the church, the body. Watch this. Although that was one part of Mason's body, one part, I got nervous for a minute and think this is going to work, but it did. That was one part of his body. He coughed up the truth and said that because of that one injury, he had trouble walking. Now, why is that? Because although it's one part, he had several other parts that were still working totally fine. That one part was connected to the body. That one part was still in some shape or fashion connected to the body. Why do you think that God spoke through Paul and wrote that and penned it down, that so 2019, way long time later, with iPhones and tablets and everything looks totally different than back then, we could still have an analogy that still works because God's Word is living and active. It's still good today. It's not a boring, dead book. It still makes sense even in 2019. A tribe suffers together and rejoices together. When one person suffers, we all suffer. When one person rejoices, we all rejoice. Just like the verse said, and just like Mason showed us as an illustration and example, When one part suffers, you can feel it all over. All right? When one person gives a bad name, when one person says they're a Christian or follower of Jesus, yet they give a bad taste in other people's mouth, that affects the entire body. All right? When a visitor walks up in through those doors right there and they come to the Vibe for the first time ever, and nobody speaks to them, nobody talks to them, nobody loves on them, nobody gives them Jesus, they're going to walk away. And you know what their feeling of the Vibe was? The vibes weren't very good. They didn't get good vibes from us. They got bad vibes from us. We didn't give them Jesus vibes. We gave them bad vibes. We gave them fleshy vibes because we weren't kind. We weren't nice. We weren't loving. We weren't all the things that Jesus is to people. So I want you guys to understand that even though the message is so simple tonight, there was just twofold that I wanted you to get. I wanted you to understand that you have, all of you have, a vibe that you display to those around you, whether good or bad, whether you want to or not, you have a vibe that you display. That's one. Two, our group, our student ministry, the Vibe, has a vibe that it displays when people come to our place. When you go to your school, when you go outside of these walls, people that know you're a part of the Vibe student ministry, you have a vibe that you display. And like I said earlier, it has the power to infect, to affect those around you. Your individual vibe has the power to affect those around you. We saw that, and there's no way that we could deny that to be true. So I want you guys to think about that.